I have to admit, I love that gospel reading, and I love the way it goes back and forth in the confusion between the parents and the people, the Pharisees, and the argument. And it's like, I already told you this. Why? Why are you asking me again? And so I just think that the dialogue is wonderful. Of course, I end up reading it four times every weekend, so I get to know it fairly well. But anyway, there's a story about a woman who was blind, and she hated to be blind, and she hated herself for being blind, and she hated everything about being blind, but she did have a boyfriend. And the boyfriend had asked her to marry him, and she says, I'm not marrying anyone until I can see. So he said, I don't want to be married as a blind person, and I'm not going to marry anybody until I can see. So as time went on, all of a sudden, there was a possibility for an eye transplant. So she got this eye transplant, and she could see for the first time, and she finally got to see her boyfriend. And when she saw her boyfriend, she saw that he was blind. And she said, I don't want to marry a blind person. I can see now. And she left him. And then he was distraught, but then got a message to her. And the only message that he gave to her was, oh, dear Sally, please take care of my eyes. You know, love, John. And it's a great story, I think, of someone who becomes able to see, and we think they can see with their eyes, but how they can be so spiritually blind, so internally blind. And we can be too. We have all blindness in our own lives as well, where we don't see things. And when you take a look at today's gospel, there is a mixture of people who are blind and then the people who see. And what's so ironic about the gospel is what I love about it is that when the man comes to see, what we see is the Pharisees and those around him, even the parents, becoming more blind to who Jesus is. They're shutting him down even more. And that can happen in our own lives as well, where we think that we can see, because we see, we think we understand, we think we know. And something happens and we come to see how terribly blind we were, how much we really did not see. And sometimes we stay in our blindness. And just wonderful about Jesus' last words. You know, if you really were blind, you'd have no sin. But the fact is, you say you see. You think you know. And that's why your blindness continues to remain. Of course, my parents would always say that to us. They would tell us as teenagers, you can't teach you anything. You think you know it all. You know, right? And so it's like you're not open to any other way because we sort of learn. And I think as we get older, we learn how much we don't know, how blind we really are, how much more we have to learn, how differently we have to come to see things. And it becomes a challenge, I think, for all of us. But during this time of Lent, with a very long reading, usually a shorter homily, but to take a look at the blindness in our lives. You know, sometimes we think we know, but how come we can be blind to the generosity of our spouse because of our own expectations? We can become blind to the goodness of our kids or something, or the goodness of our parents because of our own hatred or anger or jealousy that we hang on to. Because those things do blind us. Revenge can blind us from seeing sort of any kind of attempt to make it good. Our own preconceived ideas, our first impressions that we have of people blind us then for anything in the future that good could happen. Any kind of helpfulness or any kind of change that might happen, any kind of forgiveness that might be needed because of our own desire to stay right where we are. For many reasons, too. It could be fear, it could be jealousy, it could be envy, it could be the lack of desire to forgive or to change. But this time during Lent, we believe that God can open our eyes. See the goodness that he has to offer us. See the goodness in the people next to us. See the goodness in some people in our families as well, that maybe we have long prejudged and long made decisions about and put on blinders. It's a challenge, I think, for all of us, because that's the gift that God gives us, is to open our eyes to something much more beautiful than we think we see. And to come to see that it's probably very different than where we are because of what we hang on to. And really cheated ourselves out of wonderful relationships, wonderful experiences of God, because we thought we knew, we thought we understood, We thought we really saw it. And then God shows us something different. May this time of Lent not cheat us out of those beautiful experiences that God gives us in that sight, and not be like the Pharisees or even like the parents who are afraid to say anything because they might themselves get into trouble and rather would stay in their blindness where it's safe, where they don't have to be challenged. That's what makes, I think, a Lent a wonderful season, is if at the end of it, through different acts of charity and penance and fasting and almsgiving, we come to see things differently. Because as much as there is a lot wrong in the world, a lot wrong in the church, a lot wrong in our families, a lot wrong in our friends, there is still a lot of beauty. And that's what we hope we can see.